Joe. I have no idea whether you'll be able to hear me very much, as I am audio booing from a very, very windy Devon Tynmouth seafront. It's unbelievable, really. We're walking now along the promenade, and you'd think you were walking on the beach, really, a shallow beach, because the waves were at high tide earlier today. How high were the waves, Rob, would you say?
40-50 foot.
Right, 40-50 foot at tides, and they were coming. They've closed the car park at the point because that's just too dangerous, and parts of the seafront are closed because the seawall is probably a bit dangerous, and the tide's out now, but even so, if it was nice weather, it'd be good for surfers. But the waves have brought in stones, and there's gardens that separate two sort of paths on the promenade, and all the walls have gone, so they need clearing away. The gardens are pretty ruined. The next town along Dawlish is in a far worse state. Part of the sort of underneath the railway tracks has gone, so 50 metres of Dawlish railway track was suspended in sort of mid-air. There are houses, 26 people I think it is at the last count have been evacuated, and they're being built sort of food bags and toiletries and stuff to help them out, because they were just basically told get out, leave. The houses are in fear of collapse. There's a worry it might collapse into the sea, so it's pretty grim. It's windy. I mean, it's cold. It's a proper, you know, cold winter's day. Say about it, really. You won't be able to hear the sea because of the wind, because it's so strong, but the waves are good. So even though the tide's out, the waves are still crashing, you know, it's still big waves. But it's for anyone who knows Tynmouth, it's the end of the East Cliff Cafe, which is an outdoor cafe, and ordinarily the guy who owns it, Ian, will stay open, come, you know, rain, hail, shine, whatever. But that end of the Tynmouth Promenade is completely closed because it's too dangerous, and with another high tide to come tonight, and they reckon tomorrow is going to be bad, and then Friday's and then Saturday's forecast to be the worst out of the lot. So I feel really sorry for anybody who's been evacuated, and you know, they don't know whether the houses are going to be going to stay standing. It's a scary time for them, really. It's a totally different Tynmouth today, really. Rob came down this morning and took a lot of photographs when it was high tide, which for anyone's on my Facebook friends list who's got some sight or is fully sighted, you'd be able to go and take a look at those if you want to see what it's like, if you're interested. But yeah, so that's it really from me. I shall
sweet. Japanese ship's still there.
Is it? There's a Japanese ship, and it has been here since Remembrance Day last. Or was it here before that? Is what? Yeah, mid to end of October, it's been here since. And it is still there today. One face. So.
You're all chucking your guts up all that.
Oh gosh. I think it would appear that although Devon and Cornwall is in the southwest, is being the most badly hit, that Dawlish and Tynmouth have seemed to have got the brunt of it. BBC News and everything, so I don't know how they're coping and how they are. So hopefully, in a few days, it'll just be a massive clean-up operation. There'll be a lot of work needs doing, a lot of, I suppose, shoring up of seawalls and things like that to make sure it's safe. We're only a couple of months off the summer, off the season, so hopefully we won't affect tourism too much. But at the minute, all the trains. All the trains are closed. There's no trains from Exeter to Penzance, and they reckon it'll be at least 6 weeks. They're saying today on the news for it to be sorted. So anybody travelling in, they can get as far as Exeter, but then there'll be bus services on instead, I suppose. But I wouldn't fancy going from Exeter to Penzance on a bus. But there you go, needs must. Yeah. So, but I hope you've been able to hear some of this, but you get an idea of how windy it is. But I say you can't hear the sea because it's tied down and it's so windy you just can't hear it. So, well, I mean, we can, but you won't pick it up so much on the boom. So I'm gonna go. This wind's that strong, my hand's freezing. holding this phone. What do you think of it, Jodie? Bad, yeah. Yeah, the skate park, which is where the kids play skateboards and BMX and all of that, that's completely flooded.
It's turned into a swimming pool again.
Yeah.
I really want to go there.
So we're just sort of walking.
They've only just built this wall and all. Look at that. Three massive pieces of brick wall.
Yeah.
And they just led there. Oh. 8 foot away from where they should be.
God. So they've blown eight, they've collapsed and it's got, they've been moved 8 foot.
Yeah.
Well, that shows how strong the wind is, doesn't it? Okay. They said well, last night we were getting 80 to 100 mile an hour winds, didn't they? I think if you, I don't think you'll pick it up on the boot, but there's a bridge that takes you from Tynmouth to Sheldon Bridge. And in this kind of weather, well, it doesn't have to be this strong, to be honest, Sheldon Bridge sings, it whistles. You may pick it up slightly. Sheldon Bridge. Anyway, I'm gonna go and, before my phone gets blown out of my hand. But yeah, my thoughts are definitely with the people in Dawlish who are in a serious way really at the moment. So I hope that things go well for them and everything gets sorted. So I shall speak to you all soon and hope you're not having storms like we are. Well, I know you're not, so there you go. Chat to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.